Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Detective Inspector John Caldwell has made his first public appearance since he was shot at a sports complex in Omagh in February. He met with King Charles and Queen Camilla, who are in Northern Ireland, for their first visit to there since their coronation earlier this month. First stop for the royal couple was a visit to a newly created coronation garden in Newton Abbey, designed by Diarmaid Gavan. I'm joined on the line by Amanda Ferguson, who's a freelance journalist based in Belfast. Let me ask you first of all about the visit by the newly coronated King and Queen to Northern Ireland, their first obviously as King and Queen. How has it been received?
Yes, well, I think that depending on your views about the royal family, depends whether you're interested in this kind of thing, but certainly there was a warm reception at Hazelbank Park in Newton Abbey for the King and the Queen, which, as you said, is the first visit to the North following the coronation earlier this month. So the visuals at the park are something else. It's like a three-storey pavilion, designed by Diarmaid Gavan, and it's surrounded by Irish wildflowers, and there were school children there, and also the North Belfast MP John Finucane was there to greet the royal couple, as is protocol with these types of visits. So onwards from the Hazelbank Coronation Garden event, which there was a focus on sustainable gardening and other such issues. A garden party was held at Hillsborough Castle in County Down, which would be the official royal residence in Northern Ireland for the royal family. Now, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, the DUP leader, was at that garden party. He would be the MP in that particular constituency. And you can see from the different footage online that he looks very happy to see the royal couple.
I'm sure... The meeting with DCI John Caldwell, it's nice to see him out and about as well. That was a private meeting, Amanda, is that right, with the King and Queen?
Yes, that's right. John Caldwell was shot, attempted murder of a PSNI officer 3 months ago, and he's out of hospital and was up on his feet. He had a private meeting, we understand, ahead of the outdoor kind of festivities that would take place and crowd kind of scenarios. And that would have been something that won't be documented or illustrated. It'll be up to John Caldwell, I suppose, if he wants to comment on it at a later date. But yes, that's certainly some of the news lines that have emerged from today's visits, where children had also created a bench for the royal couple and so on. So this is day one of a 2-day visit, and we'll get more detail about what's happening tomorrow.
And they're staying overnight, as you say, it's a 2-day visit. How are they being received in the streets? Are people out to greet them?
Well, the Newton Abbey visit, that would be to a particularly sort of unionist-y type area. It would be the Shore Road at the beginning of the Causeway Coastal route in White Abbey. There were young people, and there were schools and well-wishers that had gathered in the garden. Obviously, depending on who you are in the North, depends on whether you feel affection or an affinity towards the royals. But certainly there's a warm welcome for them from the people that were interested to go out and see them today. And then... obviously, the garden party setting of Hillsborough Castle, it's become a more accessible venue in recent years. Historic royal palaces have really tried to open up the castle to the public more. And I think the focus for the garden party was the King and the Queen meeting guests from across the North's voluntary and charitable sectors who are making like positive impacts in their communities and so on. So that was the focus of proceedings this afternoon.
OK, Amanda Ferguson, Belfast-based journalist. Thank you very much indeed.